Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹大家早。
I think in the past couple months, our attention must have been drawn into the national arena when different presidential candidates are debating one another.
我想在过去几个月，大家的全国的注意力可能都集中在政治上，就是总统的竞选。
If you listen carefully, all the candidates actually are conveying one main point.
如果大家注意听的话，大家可以听到各个候选人他们所提到都是有一个重要的一件事情。
From the Republican Hillary Obama all the way to the Democrat, and then to the Republican, they all communicate basically the same message.
从民主党、共和党这些候选人他们所传讲都是有一个共同的一个信息。
The message of change.
就是一个改变的讯息。
If they become president, they will bring for change into this country.
如果他们成为总统的话，他们会把这个国家带来一些改变。
I know, as I listen to the message, these candidates, they all will change.
我知道，我注意听这些人讲，我知道这些人这些改变都会发生。
Because the situation changes, they change.
因为当环境改变的时候，他们就跟着改变。
What kind of change they will bring forth, I'm not 100% sure.
到底他们会带来什么样的改变？我不太确定。
But if you look at the matter of change,
如果我们来看改变
，I believe our Lord Jesus Christ is the one actually has bring forth change to us to this world.
如果我们来看改变的话，我知道我们的主耶稣基督是真正对这个世界带来改变。
His message always bring forth change, and his message is the catalyst of change.
他的讯息带出来都是改变，而且他的讯息也是改变的催化剂。
Change us from pointlessness to a life with destiny.
他把我们改变从一个没有方向的一个地方带到一个有永恒的方向。
If we open our heart and accept his message, it's near impossible that our heart cannot be changed.
就是说，如果我们要了解的话，我们的心说实在是没有办法改变的。
If our faith is not enough, He is the one that will change our faith.
如果我们的信心不足的话，他会把我们信心带来改变。
Actually, in his 3.5 years serving us while he was on earth, actually, from day one when he started serving us, he is the one that wants to change our heart and mind.
其实从他在世的三年在世上服务人群的时候，他所做的事情从第一天开始就是要改变我们的心。
Today, the text we study is in Matthew chapter 14 from verse 14 to 21.
今天我们要看的圣经是马太福音第十章十四章第十四节到
21节。This miracle was recorded in the four gospels.
这个地方在四个福音里都有记载。
Actually, out of the 35 miracles that were done by Jesus, only this miracle was recorded in the four gospels.
在耶稣在世的时候，他所行的35个神迹里面，只有这个神迹是在四个福音书里都记载。
Many commentators believe that this message with one big idea is to demonstrate how compassionate Jesus is.
很多那个解释圣经人是说，可能这个地方是提到说耶稣是怎样对人有怜悯。
I believe that this commentator has a point, but I do not believe that this is the big idea.
可是这些解释圣经的人也许讲有点道理，可是我相信这边提到是一件更重要的事情。
I believe that this message is a message for change.
我相信这边提到的信息是提到一个改变的信息。
So that the disciple will be prepared for an even more important kingdom ministry ahead of them.
所以这些门徒们他们可以准备好将来可以做神国更大的事工。
Actually, when Jesus performed this miracle, it is at the point of the watershed of his ministry.
其实耶稣在行这个神迹的时候，这个他的事工不是行得很好。
After this miracle was done, Jesus will enter into a new stage of ministry.
耶稣他在行了这个神迹以后，他的事工就带领到一个新的方向。
And right before this miracle, Jesus sent his disciple out first time to do faith-based short-term mission.
在行这个神迹以前，耶稣基督第一次的把他的门徒差遣出去，是用信心来做短宣的工作。
Brought them out of their comfort zone.
把他们带出一个舒适的环境。
Send them out to reach to the world.
把他们送出去到世界各地。
Give them the ability to do miracle.
给他们能力去行神迹。
The power to heal the sick. The power to cast out the demon. But Jesus reminded them, this is a faith-based short-term mission. Because they were not allowed to raise support. They were not allowed to write letter to their friend. They have to trust God every step of the way, and they went. When going into a world full of hostility, facing the ruler at that time is the most brutal ruler, King Herod. Why at the moment when they were sent out to do the work, King Herod has killed John the Baptist. King Herod had tremendous jealousy towards Jesus. Because the Israelites believed that Jesus is the Messiah, the King of the
Jews.
It is under this aversive situation, Jesus sent his disciples out. Affirm us one more time, the kingdom message, the kingdom advancement cannot be stopped by aversive situation. But no matter how courageous this group of disciples, even Jesus prepared them with the ability to do miracle and sign. Luke chapter 9 tells us, after they were sent out, now this group of disciples come back, they were tired and exhausted. The faith-based short-term mission doesn't necessarily achieve the goal and objective.
就是说这些人他们虽然是凭着信心出去做短宣，可是实际上他们并没有带来真正很好的成果。
It is in light of this situation, Jesus said, let's go, go and take some rest.
就是在这个环境之下，耶稣说，我们去到一个地方来休息。
But as situation becomes more aversive, the follower of Jesus never give up, they keep following Jesus.
可是虽然在这个恶劣的环境当中，那些追随耶稣的人并没有放弃，他们还是越来越多的人来追随耶稣。
And then end up, we have 5,000 men, but I do not know how many women and children, there's already more women and children than men, that following Jesus to the wilderness.
在那边就是很多人，大约5000个男子，也许包括妇女还有孩子，是更多的人，他们就跟随耶稣到野地里去。
They were attracted by the kingdom message.
他们被耶稣所传达的这个神国的福音所吸引。
I see a lot of similarity among us at this time as I see what has happened 2,000 years back.
我现在看我们现在状况跟2000年前所发生状况有些相同的地方。
Actually, the environment around us is not very friendly to the Christian value.
其实现在我们所面对的环境也不是对基督徒的信仰很友善的。
In this country, we may not have to face physical abuse, but emotionally, not many people around us welcome our message.
也许我们所生存的环境在实质上不是很多人对于我们基督信仰怎么样逼迫，可是实际上在情绪上我们常常受到攻击。
But even in this situation, God's commandment for us to go forward to complete His kingdom mandate continues.
就算是在这个恶劣的环境当中，耶稣还是给我们这样的一个信念，就是说你们要出去去完成他的使命。
Interesting enough, no matter how aversive the situation around us,
这边就再次提醒我们，不论我们所面对环境多么的恶劣，
Christianity is still the fastest growing living religion compared with other religions.
可是基督教在现在这个世上， 还是一个发展最快的一个宗教。
The gospel preaching church is still the growing church.
福音为主的这个教会还是发展最快的教会。
So we have a challenge ahead.
所以我们面前面对很大的
situation may be aversive.
也许我们面对的环境不是很好。
But the kingdom mandate cannot be neglected.
可是神国的使命是不可以被忽略。
I'm looking at this as our background.
这就是我们现在所处的环境。 As
you see this challenge of thousands of people, maybe ten of thousands of people.
这边耶稣他看到说，有也许是5000、10000人在追随他。
Even though his heart full of compassion wants to meet the need and address the need.
所以他心中充满了怜悯，想要满足这些人的需要。
Jesus knows that this group of disciples also at this time need we knew of their faith.
可是耶稣基督从前也知道，他这些门徒也在他们的信心上要得到更新。
So this miracle is the best tool that Jesus will use to strengthen the faith, to change the mind and heart of this group of disciples.
所以这个神迹就是耶稣用来的一个工具，可以让用最快的方式来加强这些门徒的信心。
In Matthew 4:10, the text read.
在马太福音第十四章
15, he said, as evening approached.The disciples are aware of the problem. Thousands of people, they are hungry.
他说在天将晚的时候，门徒他们就进前来说，他们知道这是一个问题，就是说这些人都很饥饿了。
The disciples see the problem.
那些门徒也知道。
There's so many people around us. What can handle them?
就是说这么多人在我们身边，我们怎么来面对这个情况呢
？Just like we see all the people around us in suffering.What are we going to do with them?
就像我们现在看着我们往 Flushing 四边看，也看着很多人在那边，我们能够做什么呢？
But this group of disciples, even though they just complete a short-term faith-based mission, but they do not have that much faith to address this problem in a faith-oriented, with a faith-oriented solution.
可是这些门徒虽然他们才从一个用信心为基础的转圈回来，可是他们今天面对到这样的问题，他们却不能够用信心的方式来面对。
They have a very practical solution.
他们有一个很实际的一个解决方
法。Extremely rationalistic.
就是非常一个实际的解决的方法。
Very simple. That's their problem. Let them take care.
他就说，这个很简单解决，让这些人解决他们自己的问题吧。
Send them away.
把他们送走。
Let them go to different village and different place.To buy the McDonald's, to buy the hamburger, something like that, fried chicken, something like that.
就是说把他们送到不同的村庄去，到麦当劳，到肯塔基店去买东西吃吧。
But interesting enough, this group of disciples never even do a survey whether you have enough fast food restaurant around.
其实，可是你有没有想过，这些门徒他还没有做好调查，说究竟附近有没有这些店啊
？They didn't do it in American way, you know, do the survey, find out the facts before we act, you know.
他们没有做美国式的方法，就是说先做一个调查，了解，然后才去做。
Send them away.
他说把他们送走。
That is their problem.
这是他们的问题。
But Jesus do not see this way.
可是耶稣看到却不是这样。
In Matthew chapter 14.Let's turn to the text. If you have a Bible, you can turn the text with me. We will read some text together. And actually, then Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. Verse 16, you give them something to eat.
可是我们看16节，耶稣说，不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。
The emphatic tone of this word is the word you.
在这边很确定的一句话就是说是你们。
The disciples believe that that's their problem. Let them handle. Jesus said, "No, that's your responsibility. You should address this problem."
门徒他们觉得说是这些人的问题，可是耶稣说不是，是你们的问题。
But these disciples do not have the kingdom faith. How can they address a kingdom problem?
他们这些门徒没有属天的。这样子大的信心，他们怎么能够去解决属天的这样子的问题
？No wonder they give a practical solution to Jesus.
所以很难怪他们就是跟耶稣讲的一个很实际的解决方法。
But I will tell you, in order to fulfill the kingdom mandate, we need kingdom faith.
可是我跟你们讲，今天我们要做神国的大事的话，我们必须有像神国这样子大的信心。
Sometimes our rationalistic mindset may not necessarily help us to advance the kingdom of God here.
有的时候，一些非常实际的解决方法不能够帮助我们在神国的事工上往前推。
But I do still give some credit to this group of disciples.
可是我还是觉得这些门徒还是有一些功劳啦。
At least they're willing to face the problem.
至少他们愿意去面对这个问题。
At least they want to raise a kind of solution.
至少他们去想一个解决方法。
At least in the text verse 17, one of the disciples.Said, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish.
至少呢，这边在第十七节说，门徒说，我们这里只有五个饼，两条鱼。
But the suggestion of using 5 loaves and 2 fish doesn't come with a positive attitude. Instead, they think, oh, that's not enough. It's wasting our time.
其实，可是他们的态度并不是很积极的，只是说只有五个饼，两个鱼，就是说有点觉得浪费时间了。
But at least they're willing to let Jesus try the solution.
可是至少呢，他们愿意把这个带到耶稣面前。
Instead of turn the back to the problem.
而是不会说就根本不管这个问题。
If we study this text from the other gospel, we know that these five loaves and two fish actually were given by a little child.
如果说我们看其他福音书的话，我们知道这五个饼两个鱼是一个小孩子捐献出来的。
Actually, disciple Andrew is the one that located the little child and bring the five loaves and two fish. To Jesus. One thing I know for sure is this little child must do some initiation so that Andrew will discover that this little child still has five loaves and two fish.
这边是一定是看到这个小孩一定是主动做了一些事，所以门徒才会看到他说，哦，这个小孩子有五个饼两个鱼。
If this little child refused to open his lunch box, how can Andrew know that he has five loaves and two fish to be given to Jesus?
如果说这个小孩没有把他的午餐的盒打出来看到说有五个饼两个鱼的话，门徒怎么可能知道说他有五个饼两个鱼呢？
So I give credit to this group of disciples for the simple faith.
所以我觉得就是说这些门徒他们还是有些信心的。
I give special credit for the child.
那可是我觉得这个小男孩是有更大的功劳。
He's even to give his only five loaves and two fish.
他是愿意将他唯有的五个饼两条鱼给出去。
Actually, Jesus himself has a solution.
其实耶稣他自己有一个解决的方式。
He can change the stone to bread to feed the people.
其实他可以就把石头就变成面包，大家都可以吃了。
But Jesus chose not to do this way.
可是耶稣选择不用这样子的方式来做。
He wants to use whatever the disciple can offer to him to perform the miracle to strengthen the faith of the disciple.
他要用这些门徒带来的这些东西，用这些东西来做解决的方法。
Now this continues to unfold as this miracle.
我们继续看这个神迹怎么样发展。
When the little boy offered the five loaves and two fish,
当那个小男孩把这个五个饼两个鱼交出来的时候,
Jesus give the thanks.
耶稣注谢了,
sit down this group of folks.
就是把这个人都坐好了。
Jesus involved the disciple to distribute the bread and the fish.
耶稣让这些门徒把这个饼和鱼这样分出去给众人。
Look like the hand of Jesus is continuing doing miracle in front of them.
看来可能是耶稣他的手不停在那边行神迹。
Disciples come back and forth to pick up the bread and the fish and distribute it, and because they all sit down on the glass.
那个时候门徒可能就是不停地回来耶稣那边拿饼和鱼，一直在走回去再分给您坐在地上。
Well, this is a very orderly process.
这是一个非常有秩序的一个过程。
But the end result is everyone, the 5,000 men, plus the woman, the child, were fed.
不管是有多少人，也许是五千的男的，然后还在他的孩子、妇人，很多人，每个人都吃饱了。
And everybody has sufficient.
每个人都吃得饱饱的。
And then they even have 12 big baskets of bread left and fish.
还有十二个大的篮子，很大的篮子，剩下来的面包跟那个饼和鱼。
Look like the disciples are going through another process of miracle done by Jesus.
其实门徒在这边看到，就是说。 经历到一个耶稣他所行的神迹。
And the miracle, another point is, they know that no matter how small the giving that they can give, Jesus can multiply it many, many fold.
这边也让他们门徒看到说，不管是多么微小，他们可以给予，可是耶稣可以用这么微小的事情，给他加倍，他做出很大的事。
In the days ahead, as Jesus continued to proceed on to the cross and be crucified, I know the baton will be passed on to this group of disciples.
耶稣知道再过几天他就要去耶路撒冷，他就要挂在十字架上，他知道他这个棒子要传给这些门徒。
This is a watershed not just for Jesus' ministry, this is a watershed, the time to make choice, a choice has to be made by the disciples.
他知道在这个时候，这个事工不是说是耶稣本身事工，而是这些事工要借着门徒继续下去。
This group of disciples got to have this kind of faith in order to continue.
这些门徒必须有这样子大的信心，才可以将这个事工继续下去。
The environment will continue to be hostile.
他知道这些面对的环境还是继续是非常有敌意的。
Enemies will always be there.
那敌人，恶敌都是一定在那边。
The disciples need to be strengthened.
这些门徒他们的信心要被加强。
Jesus is using this occasion to strengthen this group of disciples one more time.
耶稣基督就借着这个机会将这些门徒的信心坚固起来。
Jesus is the one to do great job.
耶稣基督是成就大事的。
Jesus is the one that can do great job.
耶稣基督就是那一位可以成就大事的。
The kingdom mandate is a great important mandate. Never by our own strength, by our own ability, we can accomplish it.
It's
by His might, by His power alone, we can accomplish His task. So this is the watershed for Jesus as much as the watershed time for the disciple.
这个是对耶稣来说是很重要的时刻, 对这些门徒来说也是一个重要的时刻。
And we see the good result.
我们看到一个好的结果。
Now, coming to this point, maybe we should draw some practical application.
好,看到这边我们也许就要来, 用一些实际的方法, 怎么运用在我们身上。
As I compare in the beginning of the message, whatever Jesus is encountering bear a lot of similarity to what we are encountering now.
我们刚刚看到就是耶稣那个时候所面对恶劣的环境跟我们现在所面对恶劣的环境是很相似的。
The kingdom of God will continue to move forward.
神国的事工会尽量的往前走。
In all situations.
在我们现在这个时候。
Even in the situation that we are facing.
就在一个不好的时候。
Many of you may say that, oh, Pastor, this is the bad time for us to start a building project.
也许有些人说，关牧师，现在实在不是一个好时间，我们来做这个扩堂的计划。
Do you know that yesterday Yahoo 啊, if you read Yahoo 啊, give a lot of bad news.
你们有没有看雅虎啊？ 我昨天看雅虎， 给我们一些坏消息。
Wow, unemployment rate is no more 4%, it's 5%.
就是那个失业率不只是4%, 而现在进到5%。
And the stock market, if you monitor a little bit, actually vaporized 17,000 points from November to now.
股票市场呢也很不好，自从11月到现在降低了17%。
And the housing market is even more scary. People say it will drop another 25%.
那现在那个房价呢也不太好，有人说可能降低了25%。
And big company keep cutting back the employee. Citibank lay off what 6,000, 7,000. Other bank another couple thousand. Wow, bad news keep coming.
就是说很多银行，很多那个大公司都在裁员。 It is
a time for us to launch forth a project.
现在是一个对的时候吗? 我们现在应该做扩堂的计划吗?
Well, if Jesus and his disciples think that way, I do not think that the baton can be passed on, because back then the disciples were exhausted, and John the Baptist, the head was just get chopped, and the brutal ruler continued to persecute the Christian.
如果这样看的话，如果时候那个时候耶稣和门徒他们的看到事情也是这样子的话，他们所面对的环境是这样子的不好，然后那个施洗约翰的头也被砍掉，然后耶稣所面对的环境都是很不好的。The
kingdom message already have to move forward, no matter what the situation is.
可是不管这环境是怎么样的恶劣，神国的事工还是要不停继续往前。God
only expect us to have faith in Him.
神所要求我们的就是我们有信心。God
only expects us to have an obedient spirit in Him.
他要求我们是一个顺服的心。He
never even looked down on the small contribution of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他绝对不轻看那个孩子所捐献那个少少的5个饼2个鱼。
He said, this little boy is the one that inspired all the disciples and also many of us in these years after this miracle was done.
那一天那个小孩所做的事情, 激励了那个时候的门徒，也在几千年以后继续激励我们这些人。
I believe if Jesus wants this project to be accomplished, Jesus has his own way.
我相信耶稣基督他要他自己的事工成就化，还有他自己的方法。
Jesus has his own way.
耶稣有他自己的方法。
In the most aversive situation, actually Christianity will experience even more growth.
我们知道在基督教成长的历史里面，在非常恶劣的环境下，反而是基督教最兴旺的时候。
The churches always grow when the situation becomes aversive.
当那个教会在面对最困难的环境，反而是教会成长的时候。
Church growth seldom correlate with prosperity.
教会成长很少是与丰盛有关的。
Church growth always come hand in hand with aversive situation.
教会的成长常常都是与恶劣的环境。So
I believe this is a golden opportunity for us.
所以我相信这是一个最好的机会。
But to be a little bit human, let me give some comfort to a New Yorker.
给你们觉得稍微好受一点，跟你们这纽约人。
As a human, okay.
就是说对我们人来说稍微好受一点。
Our house will never melt down 25%.
我可以告诉你。
I bet on it.
我可以告诉你，我们的房价绝对不会降低百分之二十五。
New York still have more employment than many other places in this country.
我也相信纽约州跟其他的地方比起来，我们的失业率不会那么高。
So you should not take advantage of this good news. You should be even more committed.
所以你应该是觉得这是一个好消息，更要积极的去做。
And our community is growing.
而且我们这个附近社区是不断的成长。
Go outside, have a look.
你们到外面去看一看。
Packed with people.
街上都是人。
The world has come to our front door, come to our backyard.
全世界的人都来到我们这个门前。
Bible says, "Go ye to the world." Now the world is go ye to First Baptist Church.
耶稣说你们要去到世界，可是现在其实世界是来到那个法拉盛第一
教会。Are we going to close our door and say that's enough? 700 adults plus 300 youth and children is a comfortable crowd.
我们可不可以说啊，我们已经满了，有700个大人，300个小孩已经满了，请不要再进来了。
Their problem is their problem. We enjoy ourselves.
这个他们的问题是他们的问题，我们在这边继续享受。
If you respond this way, you summarize the disciples. That's their problem. Send them away.
如果我们是用这样态度回应的话，就像那个时候的门徒一样，说啊，不要管那些人，那是他们的问题，让他们自己去解决吧。
So if some of you think that, a few of you may be still thinking that, we do not need this project.
也许你们在座有些人在想，也许只是少数人就说，我们也许不需要做这个事工吧。
I am very happy here.
我在这边已经很满足了。
I can spend all my time with my dear friend Hintech Josina.Why should I even spend time care about those folks?
我在这边与我的好朋友 Hintech Josina 这边大家都很开心，我何必去管那门外那些人呢？
Grow mean pain, right? Growing pain, everybody know, right?
我们知道成长是会有痛苦。
I don't want the pain, so I don't want to grow. Very simple, right?
我不需要有痛苦，所以我就不想要成长。
If you think like that, then you are not thinking the way Jesus thinks.
如果你这样子想的话，这就不是照耶稣的想法去想。
If you want to see as Jesus sees,Then your compassion will embrace all the people around us.
如果你是看到耶稣所看到，你就会有他那样怜悯的心去拥抱我们这社区。
The one thing we need to do at least is to commit ourselves so that this church will stand a possibility of growth.
我们现在就是要确定一件事，就是我们确定这教会会不停的成长。
Some of you may say, "Yeah, understand, Pastor. Your reason is good."But 3 million is too much, you know.
你们也许有些人说啊，牧师啊，你讲的都很有道理，可是300万实在是太多钱了。
Ah, you think like the disciple again.
你想的想法就跟那个时候的门徒一样了。
Well, to feed this group of folk, you need well, 8 months of salary, or maybe just 5 loaves and 2 fish is all we have. How can it be enough?
那个门徒有些人会想说啊，我们要给这么多人吃饱的话，可能要花我8个月的薪水。现在我只有5个饼2个鱼，怎么够呢？
I do not blame you.
我不会责怪你们。
The way you think, I do not blame you. You know why?
我不会责怪你们，你们知道为什么吗？
Because Jesus never blamed the disciples when they respond back to Jesus in this kind of attitude.
因为耶稣从来没有把他的门徒带到面对这样子一个环境里面。
And Jesus never blamed them, saying, "Oh, you got no faith," you know.
耶稣也没有去责怪那些门徒，当他面对这样的情况的，
Jesus just accept what they can give.
耶稣基督他只是接受说这些人所能够给予他的。
Embrace the attitude.
而且是称赞他们的，拥抱他们所做的。
And with what they can give, Jesus performed a miracle.
不管他们今天能够给的是多少，耶稣就行出这个神迹。
So I do not blame you guys. Think like this.
所以我不会责怪你们有这样子的想法。
But I encourage you to give Jesus a chance.
可是我鼓励你们给耶稣基督一个机会。
If you only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, give it to Jesus.
如果你只有5个饼2个鱼，给耶稣基督。
Actually, I was very encouraged by Maria how the children department had committed to this project.
其实我基本上来说，我很受 Maria Chen 她的激励，她怎么样带她那儿童的小朋友的事工。
She told me the children pledge $300 a month. Wow, children, $300 a month.
那些儿童们，他们已经认捐，说每一个月他们整体会给300元。
That means if we have 50 children, maybe less, then everybody gives $6.
如果说我们有50个小朋友的话，就表示说每个小朋友每个月给6块钱。
$6 is a lot of candy, donut, and bagel. Do you know that?
6块钱对小朋友来说，他可以买很多的糖啊 ，donuts 啊，你知
道吗 ？A lot of cookie.
还有买很多饼干呢、啊。
They are willing to give their penny, and not their penny. They are willing to give their cookie, their donut, their potato chip. I inspire me.
他们这些小孩子，他愿意放弃他的这些饼干啊，那个 chips 啊，这些，实在我很受到感动。
But if I'm a parent, since my kid will grow up, I think it's good news because all this junk food, you know, they should return it and give it off, not buy this kind of food.
其实如果我是这些孩子的父母的话，我觉得应该很高兴，因为这些都是一个垃圾食物，对他们来说也是不好的。
Oh, the children, little faith, challenge me.
所以你看这些儿童，他们这样子的单纯的信心，实在是激励了我。
If you still believe that a few million is too much, let me give you some rationalistic point of view.
如果你们觉得300万还是很多的话，我给你们一些比较实际的一些观点。
For all this year, our church has continually experienced an increase in membership.
在过去的这几年，我们的教会的成员是不定的增加。
According to all these church growth experts, our church should not have been growing at all.
其实是根据一些所谓教会的专家来说，我们这个教会实在是不应该会有成长的空间。
Because all the book, all the paper come out will tell us that a church can grow to at most 80% of the capacity.
因为他们说，通常一个教会是说，如果教会只有80%人坐满的话，那教会才可以。
They are talking about a homogeneous church, one service church, grow to 80%. Look at our church.We are multi-servant, multi-ethnic, but we go to our max.
他讲的是同质性的同一个种族的那个教会，他们通常到发展80%就不能够成长。可是看到我们教会是一个多元性的，可是我们还是一个不停的在成长。
No doubt our facility has somehow slowed down our growth. This is an undeniable, undebatable fact.
可是我们也不能否认，就是说我们今天教会的这些设备让我们的成长受到拦阻，因为这是一个事实。
If you talk about money,
如果你讲到钱的话。
Our church are composed of brothers and sisters of common people.
我们的教会的成员都是一些普通人。
God never said that His church would depend on a number of very rich people to give significant amount.
他没有说你们的教会的人的奉献是只有少数几个有钱人的。
But year after year, in good time, in bad time, at least in the past couple of years, we match our budget.
在我们过去几年，不管是好或是坏，我们教会。每一年我们所收到的奉献都可以满足我们的需要。
We never use any fundraising strategy like many other churches.
我们不需要在最后的时候来一个紧急募款的方式，像其他教会一样。
Brothers and sisters were moved by the Holy Spirit, they give.
你要知道，我们的弟兄姐妹都受到圣灵的感动，所以愿意给予。
This is what the spiritual giving supposed to be.
这就是一个属灵的给予。
So.My encouragement to all of you is,
所以我对你们的勉励是,
God honored five loaves and two fish.
神, 耶稣基督他就, 将这个五个饼两个鱼
拿起来。Is that too much for me to ask you give your five loaves and two fish?
那是不是你觉得你们今天要给五个饼两个鱼是太多呢?
Think like Jesus.
像耶稣基督,
See what Jesus see.
看到耶稣基督所看到的。
For some of you, we see the brochure last week.
你们有些人可能上礼拜已经收到那个小册子。
A few of you come to me and say, "Oh, this project is too man-driven."
有些人拿到这小册以后就跑来跟我说啊，这个计划实在是太多是用人来推动了。
Only a few of you.
只有少数人这样说。
But I tell you.
可是我跟你讲。
Yes, it is man-driven.
对，这是人在后面推动。
But by God.
可是是因着。神的缘故来推动。
Man driven by God, this is the project.
这些人被神来推动，所以我们才有这样的计划。
So one or two of you say, "Oh, Pastor, you are too proactive, you see?"
有些人说啊，牧师啊，你实在是太先进了吧。
But I tell yes, we are proactive.
对对，我们就是这么先进。
Because we are very reactive to what God has done.
因为我们是对神所要求的，我们是完全的顺服，做一个回应。
If you see what God sees, how can you not be reactive to what He has done?
如果今天你看到耶稣所看到，你怎么能够不做这样子的回应呢？
The need was out there.
我们所需要的在市场在外面。
Inside we see the growth.
我们自己在里面，我们看到我们已经成长。
Oh, spiritual.Thing is always an ongoing battle. There's always some little thing here and there all the time.
你要知道属灵的成长永远是一个征战，有的时候好，有的时候坏，都会这样有些情况。
And it's through the good and through the bad, we continue to grow.
不管是或是好是坏的情况，我们都是不断的在成长。
Every church we experience the same.
每一个教会所经历的都一样。
Because this is a spiritual battle with the evil one.
因为这是一个属灵的征战，我们与那恶魔来征战。
And then we are a group of sinners saved by grace, far from perfect.How can we live together without any problem? There are always some problems.
我们这些人都是一些罪人，我们怎么能够不会面对这些困难的状况？一定都会有一些困难。
To advance the kingdom, we do not need to be hindered by this endless, non-stop problem. I tell you, it will never end.
我们要扩展神的国度，我们难免会碰到这些困难的状况，可是我们不能为因着这些困难状况而将我们的脚步停下来。
We are proactive because.We are reactive to what God has done.
我们是很先进的在做这件事，因为我们完全是回应神要求我们所做的。
Yes, remember.
请记住。
In the Old Testament time.
在旧约时候。
When the Israelites obey God.
当以色列人顺服神。
While they not even have a settled home.
当他们还没有自己一个很稳定的家。
They are moving around in the wilderness, facing all kinds of enemies.
他们在旷野里在流浪的时候，去面对各式各样的敌人。
With simple faith.Doing exactly what God told them. They built the tabernacle.
他们有个凭一个单纯的信心就去照神所要求他们所做，他们就建了会幕。
And God's glory always stand and surround the tabernacle they built by faith.
And 神的荣耀就降临在那个会幕的四周。
This is during the difficult time.
这是在他们最困难的时候。
They obey God. The glory of God surround them.
他们顺服神，所以神的荣耀就围绕着他们。
How about in a better time when they go to the promised land, when Solomon is the most powerful king, they build a temple, right?
他们在好的时候，比如说他们进到迦南，他们去到比较好的地方，他们也有在建会幕吗？
Second Chronicles chapter 5 tells us they built a temple.
在历代
第五章，
历代之下第五章，他们也建了那个圣殿。
And the temple was built, and the glory of God covered the temple like a cloud.
那个圣殿建了以后，神的荣耀就降下来，像云彩的围绕着他们一样。
In good time, God's glory should be manifest. In difficult time, God's glory has to be manifest.
在好的时候，在我们顺利的时候，神的荣耀要在我们当中彰显。在困难的时候，神的荣耀也在我们当中。
Because I believe God wants to glorify Himself through us.
因为我们知道神他要借着我们来得到荣耀。
I envision when this building can be built within hopefully less than 3 years.
我的期望是说，在未来，希望是三年之内，我们可以把这个楼建起来。
His glory will be manifest through the good use of this building, through the continued expansion of this church.
神的荣耀可以借着我们的这个建的这座楼的好消息可以在我们当中彰显，可以帮助这附近社区的人。
And from this point on, our legacy, something we can tell our children, tell our next generation is the glory of God is manifest because we have obeyed His calling.
我希望将来我们可以对我们后代的子孙说，这是我们留下你最好的一个遗产，因为这个是我们顺服神的结果。今天我们也留下这样激动。
This is our spiritual legacy.
这个是我们属灵的遗产。
I'm asking you.All of you to join me.
我现在要求你们都与我一起来合作。
To encounter this great opportunity of life.
在面对我们这个生活中困难的状况的时候。
不是困难了，挑战。
挑战的时候。
很重要，挑战。
挑战的时候。
Okay. 不是 not problem, challenge.
Challenge. 挑战的时候。
With faith and obedience.
我们用我们的信心，用我们的顺服来面对这个挑战。
Whereupon God's glory manifests in our midst.
我们在等候神的荣耀彰显在我们当中。
And we have a part in it. And we have a part in it. And we have a part in it.
而我们是在其中有份的。
God bless you all.
神祝福你们。
Yes.